And welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Det.
And I'm Jen.
And we are on season five of One Tree Hill.
Officially out of the high school years and into the adult years.
Man. Wild and crazy.
Yeah.
I should have checked to see the episode number, like how many, but I have not.
Oh, yeah.
But you know. It's gonna be close to 90 of something for One Tree Hill, anyways.
Yeah.
Man. But yeah, so season 5, episode 1, which is called 4 Years, 6 Months, and 2 Days, which I think also is the title of some song, but then is meant to be...
Oh, is it? Okay. The amount of time that's actually elapsed.
Did yours start with the black title card?
Honestly, I don't remember, but I definitely didn't get a theme song.
So yeah, no theme possibly. Song, but mine definitely started with the black title card.
Okay.
And I was just like, you know, like when they first started doing the black title card, like I understood.
Right.
But then we had a few of those random episodes where it's all like, why is this black title card?
Yeah.
And then this one too, same thing. And I'm like, cause that's why then I like,
I couldn't... In their defense, this was a real depressing episode.
Yeah. But like... Maybe they need to have, like, a dark gray title card for, like...
Yeah, maybe.
The like, I don't know. I just... It set me up for, like, wait, what does happen? Like... And most of it I had forgotten. And then, like, a couple things. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure, like, that's what... You know, Nathan, whatever. And I was just like, okay, whatever. We're just throwing black title cards here anytime anything's remotely intense.
Yeah. But
we start with... The cut of the last season where everyone's on the river court and they're spray painting names and whatnot. And like the last night, blah, blah, blah. And Lucas has his usual voiceover or something. High school, this is when you think everything's like, you know, the best and the cutest and you laugh and you love.
Yeah, like it was yesterday. And...
Yeah. And then it like cuts to the faded river court. Mm-hmm. And his voiceover is something about like, but that's someone else's memory. Blah, blah, yeah. Blah. And then we see Lucas standing on the faded river court, and it's 4 years later.
4 years later.
And then it pans up to the rusted hoop, because obviously no one's touched it in 4 years, which seems odd.
Right? Like, no one else.
There's been a ban on the river court.
So funny.
And then that cuts to, like, a brand new Fisher-Price play hoop styles. And it's Jamie.
It's Jamie.
I forgot how much I love Jamie.
Right?
But also in a way where, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, you're such an annoying, like, perfectly precocious little kid.
Yeah.
But at the same time, every time I'm just like, no, actually, I don't care. I love Jamie.
He's so cute. I forgot how absolutely tiny this child was at the very beginning of these seasons. Like, he's pocket-sized. I know he's 4, but, like, wow.
But still, like, I have no reference. Like, I don't understand how big children, do you know what I mean?
Honestly,
like,
me neither, yeah.
Because my, you know, my old boss posted a picture of his daughter, and she'll be 4 in January. Yeah, 2020. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, she looks like a giant grown-up. Like, and yeah. I'm like, wait, she's 3? And then, like, Katie's, like, Charlie's 3? And I'm just like, I don't understand how children work. But yeah, like, he's just so tiny. Because then, like, Nathan's huge, obviously, right? And it's just like...
Yes.
And he's always in giant clothes.
I know.
So it looks like even smaller.
So cute. Anyway,
yeah.
Little tiny adorable Jamie is taking, you know, shots at his little hoop. His little basketball.
Yeah.
Nathan is looking rough.
Yeah.
Like, real rough. Also, that hair is not working for him.
No.
Listen, I am almost always pro guys with long hair. This is not working for Nathan.
Well, and I was on the Drama Queens podcast. One of the like clips always come up on my YouTube, on my TikTok or whatever. Mm-hmm. And because there's kind of like some like newer, like there's flashbacks and stuff. So like,
yeah,
what did he say? Like the hair was real. So like he had to keep it long. And then
so he grew it out.
Or, yeah, like, but then they, like, cut part of his own hair, so, like, his horrible, like, sad depression facial hair is, like, his hair?
Oh my god,
on his face or something like that?
No way!
So it's just it's a whole
Okay, would
scene.
it be not that hard for him to grow out some facial hair?
Right? I don't know. Like if it was just weird, I don't know. But it was a whole, I guess, 'cause then or like his hair, I think. Okay, you know how like it was long in the flashbacks, but in current time
Yeah.
it was longer.
Yes.
So the flashback long is real.
Okay.
And then the current time longer had extensions. Like he had to grow
Okay.
it long enough that they could like
That they
add some
could add
in.
extensions.
So
Okay.
then that's why it's the bad facial hair like stuck on his face because like he didn't have it, I guess probably like the way that they were filming, like he couldn't constantly
Oh, right. He
be
couldn't be clean shaven
shaven
and
and back and
scruffy at the same.
forth.
Right. That makes sense. That actually does make sense. I
But I was just
understand.
like, but yeah, they were talking about it and I was like, oh man, so rough.
Man. Yeah, the depression period is something else. Anyway, Haley's like coming out, taking the trash out, and Nathan gets all pissed off that Jamie has a basketball net. He's
He
like, you
shouldn't
gave
be
that to
playing.
him. Like, I don't want him to be playing. Lucas gave it to him. But anyway, Haley has to go to work. She takes Jamie with her. We leave Nathan looking sad and tragic.
And yeah, you can just tell like he's just like and like Haley's mad but like
Oh, yeah.
frustrated and it's
Yeah.
just it's a whole scene.
It's a bad scene.
Yeah.
Then we head to New York. Yeah.
Oh, and we're in
Clothes
like
over bros.
Davis Enterprises, clothes over
Yeah.
bros, giant office.
Can we talk about how irritated I was this entire time about the fact that bros has an apostrophe in it?
Don't think I noticed.
I was like, what is that for?
Did it always have that?
I don't know, but it did for this entire episode.
I feel like I didn't ever see the word
Yeah,
or I wasn't
every
looking at the
time it was
words.
like
I
on
was just looking
something.
at the like C slash B, like the I guess like
Right, like
logo.
the logo. But no, every time it's written out, clothes over bros, it's like clothes over bros what?
Yeah, like that would never have an apostrophe.
No, it doesn't make any sense. I was infuriated every single time I saw it.
The only way it would have apostrophe if I was like, oh, that's my bro's pair of shoes.
Right.
As if I was talking about my brother and I called him my bro.
Right. Like, not to be all, punctuation police over here, but
Like,
like.
how did no one catch that?
Right.
That had to have come, like.
I'm curious to see if it changes as the. Series, the
Good call.
series
Good call.
progresses, if somebody catches it and is like, by the way, guys, that's not how this works. Anyway, it's like Brooke going through the offices, like through the office space, talking to her assistant, like telling her things. She's talking to other people who are working on projects. She's the boss, basically.
Yeah, and it's a, send something to Con send cheese to Conan because I guess
Oh,
she would have
yeah,
been on
that's
like
right.
Conan O'Brien or something, whatever. And then like there's marketing people working on like a magazine cover, and that model could never ever be on my cover unless she gains 10 pounds because like anorexia is not marketing, blah
Yes.
blah blah. And yeah, it just kind of gives the whole like, okay, she's in charge of all the things,
Yeah, and
so
there's like a whole
busy.
thing about her like going to a movie premiere and like she's gonna walk the red carpet, but she's not gonna stay for the movie or something, and like tell Victoria to wait in the limo for me. And her assistant's like, oh, she's not gonna like that. And I was like, I don't know when this reveal happens, but
Because it does not happen in this
it does
episode.
not happen in
It
this
did not
episode.
happen in this. No.
No.
Not
Not that
that.
I was aware of, but anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But yeah, so like, I guess I'd forgotten that it was so like, she turned like immediately into this like multi-conglomerate
I know it's wild, right?
thing. And I was like, I guess
I mean, her family
so.
does have money, so
Yes,
like,
that's
I
true.
could see how this could happen.
Yeah. And I guess even like now when things are kind of different, like people do get that amount of fame really quickly, but
Yeah.
like, and I guess she was like involved, so like she actually would be like, because it's different, because like she seems to be like super famous, but then also like actually working, so like that's something. But I was just like, oh yeah, I forgot that this was just like, oh no, you're just in your early 20s and like
Not just early 20s, she's 21.
No.
21.
Yeah.
She's a baby.
Yeah. And then we go to the opposite.
Yes.
Of the country, into LA, where Peyton is at the record office.
Yes. Well, and it's funny because we start off seeing her sitting at a desk.
Yeah.
In, like, this nice office of some record label exec.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got a nice view of LA. There's, like, some records on the wall and stuff. It looks very fancy.
Yeah.
But, of course, this is not Peyton's office. The person whose office it actually is walks in. And, like, anyway. He's gross.
But yeah.
She has, like, some bands. Is this where he calls her the assistant? The assistant? The first
time? Yeah,
one?
The first time, yeah.
Yeah. She has some bands she wants him to listen to, and he's like, okay, you look good today. If you unbutton one more button on your blouse, I'll let you in on the, like, meeting or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, gross.
Yeah.
But she does it.
And at the very least, what she's wearing and everything, like, yeah, it was absolutely mm-hmm. buttoned down to, like, where you could see tatas, but you didn't actually see any.
Right.
Thing. Like, so I was like, okay. Because yeah. I wasn't sure if it was all of a sudden it was just going to be like, hello! But it wasn't. Right? So I was like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good enough. Like, at least. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, he only gets worse.
He really does.
I think my problem with this episode is it's... I mean, I guess despite a bunch of the people in Tree Hill all being together, it's so separate the whole time.
Yes.
Which is obviously the point, and I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just so like, so the whole time I was just like, ugh, I'm not into this.
No, I know. And also, it's a very, like, even though we've already been doing this show for 4 seasons.
Yeah.
It's a very, like, setting it up episode, because it's been 4 years. We don't know where anybody is anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a different place. Like, mm-hmm. It's almost like quasi pilot episode.
Yeah.
And it suffers from the same kind of weird disjointed expositionalness of a pilot episode.
Yeah. Hmm.
Also, it was depressing.
Yeah.
So then we go to the school. Haley's a teacher.
Yeah.
Jamie's sitting coloring at a desk, and comes in and, like, I don't know, teases him about being in high school.
Yeah.
We find out that Lucas's writing is not going well, and I was like, ugh. Like, I get it, but also, God, you're annoying.
I feel like I have so many things to say in regards to his writing in this episode.
Oh, I absolutely do.
Ugh. Most of it, 80% of it being the cover of this book.
Right?
We'll get there. But yeah, he's supposed to be working on his second novel, and it's not going well.
Probably because his first novel was actually a memoir.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that ever acknowledged?
I have no idea.
We need to, like, put a flag out for that. Like,
I agree.
Because I need to know. Because, like, when the thing happens later, and I'm like, that's her real name.
Right.
Whatever. But this is Haley's last week as a student teacher. Next week, she's just teacher.
Yeah.
Which is why they're talking about how she needs a nanny, because Lucas obviously can't babysit him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, I know, blah, blah. And something about, like, it's been 4 months. And you're like, what's that about? We don't know.
I do know.
Yeah.
I did know.
Yeah. As the episode went on, like, because I knew, like, something happened, but then, like, at some point I remembered, like, what happened. I was like, oh, right.
Yes, because I think we get, do we get the reveal next? Because we haven't seen what Nathan's situation is yet.
Yeah, so it cuts back to sad Nathan.
Yes.
And he's watching the draft.
Yeah.
And then we get a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Nathan and Haley, and they're looking at a house in Tree Hill, and that's when his agent has called him and been like, Seattle's going to take you in the first round. And Haley's like, why are we buying a house in Tree Hill? Like, we should be buying one in Seattle. And he's like, no, we're going to do both. Like, Tree Hill's home. We did this together. This is so amazing. And then that's when it cuts back. Yep. And Nathan wheels away from yes. the TV in his wheelchair.
Yeah.
And there's very dramatic music.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm laughing about him being in a wheelchair.
No, I know.
Just, it was just like, so like, the dramatic music is playing now.
I know, right? Then we go to Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Who's like, well, we see him just like giving a newscast at first. We yeah. don't know for what until we like pan out a little bit and see he's trying to record a demo tape.
Yeah.
Well, Fergie and Junk are like playing video games and yelling about it, so he keeps like, they keep like interrupting his demo tape, yeah. so he has to keep like trying to re-record it. But obviously they're all living together, which is super cute.
Yes.
And that's basically that scene.
Yeah. Then we cut to the gym.
Yep.
And Lucas is in the gym.
Yes.
And then Skills comes.
Yeah.
I love it. It's super cute because they talk about like, we gotta fix this mess, and it's because yeah. they're the new coaches of the yeah. Tree Hill Ravens.
She still seems extremely young to be like the coach. Like, is Lucas not the head coach?
Yeah, and Skills is like, his assistant coach.
Right.
I mean, when you like, if it was like college,
I suppose. Yeah, I mean,
would get I it, but right because if he was just the math teacher slash coach, right. which no, is absolutely exactly. like
is,
a thing.
That is true.
Right? Like, they could yes. be that age, but then
100%.
Because it's him and Skills, like, obviously that would yeah. be more of a, oh, we, you guys actually can play, like,
yeah.
you won our second out of two banners. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Realistically young, but for, like, small town teachers high school?
Yeah, this is
not true. Really, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yay for them. That's,
yay.
That's great.
Do we, like, actually see anything with that? Does stuff, anything happen with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Hondo.
It's probably, like, in my brain somewhere, but right now it's not.
Absolutely things happen with that.
Okay. Because, like, but I first, knew that it was, oh, I, well, I mean, I know the one thing.
Yes.
I think it's more just that I forget that, like, Lucas is there. Because in my head, like, Skills
yeah. Yeah, I know,
was
right?
the coach. I kind of forgot yeah. that Lucas was
also
as well.
I kind of forgot that Lucas was, like, integrated into that.
Yeah. Because Lucas has to be a part of fucking everything.
Just, yeah. Anyway. So funny. So back at this music meeting.
Yep.
They're listening to some terrible demos.
Yeah.
By some actress who, like, I don't even remember what the whole story was. She's had some, like, tabloid stuff going on, and they're like, great, we can sell this, like, so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the music's bad, which, like, the head guy says up front, these songs are terrible. And then Peyton's like, okay, but, like, I have a band that's, like, actually good. They have a huge internet following already. Like,
yeah.
Let's listen to this. They go with the actress.
Yep.
Which I suppose we're a little bit before having a solid internet following would have actually given you a little bit of,
yeah, like, it's kind of in that just
yeah
like cuspy mm-hmm. times,
like, right? Because, like, years and that'll mean something.
Yeah, because, like, when would have been Bieber? Because he was all YouTube, and then, like, Usher yeah. saw him on YouTube or something. That's like internet, like, him and, like, Shawn Mendes and stuff, right? Like, they were
right.
all
when did he go, like,
yeah, right.
When was that?
Yeah, because this episode and episode 2 actually aired, like, back to back on the same night.
2008.
And see, this was January of 2008.
Okay.
So it was like they were probably
yeah.
They unknowingly
predicted
the future. So,
like,
they,
like, the literally right on that cusp of
yeah.
making it because they were big on the internet. So. Yeah. And yeah, it probably took the record companies a little time to catch up.
Totally.
So anyway, obviously Peyton's sad about that.
Yeah.
And then we get another flashback with Nathan. They're in a club somewhere, like a bar or something.
Oh yeah, because he's looking at, he opens like the box of his shoes, and then it flashes back to some guy in a suit being these are the Nathan shoes.
The reason they could afford the house in Tree Hill in the first place was because he'd gotten some kind of like
shoe deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is like him seeing the shoe and the launch of the shoe, and then I think the draft was supposed to be that night or something, or that
the next day,
or the next day. Haley's like, okay, I have to go and like relieve the sitter. Don't drive, take the limo. Yep. Lucas is also there.
Yes.
Anyway, obviously the implication here that you're supposed to take away from this at this moment is that Nathan drove drunk.
Spoiler,
that's not what happened.
Nope. But yeah, at that point, it's 100%. You're like, oh my God, you were driving drunk. You had an accident. Nope. Yeah.
That's absolutely what they're trying to make you think.
Yeah. Okay. So then now we get our like Lucas solo time.
Yeah.
That sounded bad. That's not what I meant.
God, I hope not.
So like Lucas is in his office or his room or whatever. He still lives in like the house. Which is hilarious later in the bedroom, and I'm like, that's still his childhood bedroom. Whatever. But there's like posters on his wall. I'm gonna call this his office because it's like the posters on, actually, is it? I don't think, I'm trying to think of later.
I actually don't know.
Yeah, anyways, we'll have to keep an eye on this for logistics. But he has like plaques and stuff on the wall, and the one is like, you know, the cover. A poster of the cover of his book, which is, I feel like someone saw that and was like, I need to invent Canva so this doesn't happen again.
Right?
It's so bad.
It's real bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, blah, blah, unkindness of ravens, whatever. Oh my God. When I was coming home from New York.
Yeah.
From like work the last time. You know how like at Billy Bishop, you have to like go under the lake and then you like take the giant elevator and whatever. In there, and like there's this group of, I'm gonna say kids, I don't know, they're probably in their 20s or something, and they clearly had some kind of like little thing up, and they were going through like, oh, like what do you call like a group of geese or like a whatever of, you know, all the different things, and they're like murder of crows, whatever, and they're sitting there, and the one girl was like, ooh, what do you call like a group of ravens, and they're like, oh man, a whole bunch, and they kept going, they're like, man, like I totally know what it is, and like they kept debating, then finally I was like, it's an unkindness. And the one girl was like, yes!
That's hilarious.
And I was like, I'm like, ugh, like a Lucas Scott. But then the next poster is a poster that would have been from one of his book signings?
Yeah.
Which is kind of the lamest poster.
It is a lame poster.
I was like, I was like, whatever, Lucas. Either way, he's trying to write. He writes a sentence and he deletes it because, ooh, it's so hard. I mean, it is.
He's not wrong.
Yes.
I understand this struggle.
Yeah.
But he's just so annoying about it.
Yeah. Right? Like, I mean, I guess the one good thing, I feel like it's almost motivating me to write because I'm all like, fuck this guy.
Right? I'm like, all right, I don't want to be this guy. So maybe this will be the cure for writer's block we'll just have to do a supercut of all of Lucas's scenes. Being very annoying about writing.
A writer.
Yeah, and it'll sure be are. Like part of our writing routine to watch it.
Well, considering this is the first time.
Don't be this guy.
That we've like seen him try to write because no one knew that he wrote that the book before.
God.
It just mysteriously appeared that day. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. I'm writing a novel that's actually not even a remotely fictionalized account. I didn't even change any of the people's names. It's actually a memoir.
Like
people who write memoirs sometimes change people's names.
You change names or you just say like my boyfriend or my whatever, like, or him, like you don't like, ugh. And I didn't,
like,
yeah.
I've seen notes on memoirs that are like, I didn't just change this person's name. I also changed, like, certain facts about them and, like, altered what this person did and this person did and kind of swapped it up a bit so you can't tell who was who.
Yeah.
Like, And he's just out here calling this novel, fully not changing anybody's names, including their last names, I would like to point out.
Well, because, like, Peyton works at a, I mean, I guess, like, at this point, she's kind of just, like, a grunt who gets the lunch and stuff like that, still. But, like, people would know her name. Or, like, Brooke Davis? Like, is no one...
Right, she's, like, a household name now. Like,
wouldn't... It's probably really good for his book sales, because then everyone's like, ooh, I want to read about Brooke Davis, or, like...
So insane.
So stupid.
Doesn't make any sense, anyway. No. I'm sure we'll complain about this more.
Yeah.
In the meantime, he gets a video call from his editor.
Yes.
Who has apparently been waiting on new pages from him for a very long time.
Yes.
He starts, like, rattling his laptop. He's like, oh my god, I think it's an earthquake! And then hangs up on her.
Yeah, lots of earthquakes and stuff. Southeastern North Carolina, sure.
Yep. Okay.
Honestly. Honestly.
But then we go to our movie premiere with Brooke.
Yes.
Who, in a previous scene, had told her assistant to get one of the Knicks to go... with her.
Or, and then her,
which the assistant interpreted as one of the New York Knicks basketball players, and started listing them, and she's like, no, I don't mean the New York Knicks, I mean, like, one of the Knicks, like Nick Lachey, or I can't remember who else she listed.
Me neither. But it was all, like, names that are, like, that I recognize, but then yeah. I was just, like, too caught up on the, like, Nick Lachey,
right?
It's like, oh man, when was that? That was a whole other
time, I guess.
Right? Like, when? Oh, would they? Would he have been newly single at that point?
Oh, maybe.
Well, not newly, because quite single at that point, actually.
Okay.
Oh yeah, because their divorce was finalized in 2006.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
So, yeah, he would have just been back to being Nick Lachey. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Right?
But anyway, she gets somebody. I don't know if we were supposed to know who that was or not.
I also don't know if we were supposed to know who that was or not, because I definitely didn't know who it was. But anyway, she finds a Nick.
Yep.
He gets in the limo with her. Victoria is there.
Yeah.
She ends up, like, kicking him out of the car, basically being like, yes, I know you thought you were going to sleep with her, but that's not happening. We just want you to, just want the press to think that's happening. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Brooke's like, that was rude.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just, like, some random actor guy.
Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, so we've met Victoria, but we don't totally know who she is. But she seems to be very in charge of the business, kind of something.
Yes. We know who she is. The audience does not yet know who she is.
Nope. Well, and this is where then she, like, talks about the model lineup and how Brooke needs to fire one of the models. And Brooke's like, oh, but that's my friend. And she's like, doesn't matter.
Yeah. I did not remember who that was until I read a spoiler on IMDb.
Oh, I immediately assumed I knew who that was.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then also saw the spoiler on IMDb.
I don't know why I didn't think of that, like,
yeah,
I was like, duh. Anyway,
which is so funny that I remembered it now, whereas previously I've had completely forgotten about that person. But as we know, people come back all the time. It's like, no, she's not a friend, she's just an employee. Like, you know, this is a multi-million-dollar company, close over bros, when you've, you know, asked me to come in to help make executive decisions, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, you're a crappy person.
Mm-hmm.
And an even crappier something that we find out later.
Gets even worse when you find out more.
Yep.
Then we go immediately to Brooke eating dinner alone in her apartment and firing the mystery person over the phone.
I kept calling... every time it was Nathan, I had it written as Sad Nathan. And then for here, then I had it as Sad Brooke having dinner. And then eventually, because Peyton kind of slowly gets lower and lower. So then she started off as just Peyton and then slowly worked into sad Peyton.
Everyone is very sad in this episode.
Yeah.
It's a hella depressing episode.
Yeah. And in stark contrast, Lucas comes in to see Jamie again, and he has a postcard from Karen and Lily. They're currently in Ireland.
Fun.
And it sounds like they've been sending him, like, postcards from their trip.
Yeah. Cute.
Because I guess, like, in theory, Lily and Jamie should be, like, besties.
Right.
But she's traveling the world and...
Yeah.
Do we see her at some point, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because do they... They've got to come back for at least one of the weddings, right?
I would think so.
Hmm. Anyways.
I'm pretty sure we do see them again at some point.
Hmm.
I just don't know when.
Yeah. Nathan is using a trophy to get a bottle of alcohol down from a weird random shelf.
Yep.
Because Haley's been putting the alcohol up so that it's harder for him to get. But I don't really know why she put it on a weird random shelf in the living room. But anyways.
Yeah. Fair.
And then this scene gets real bad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because, like, they start throwing jabs because, like, Lucas is like, how's physical therapy? Which I think maybe wasn't meant to be a jab, but was kind of meant to be a jab.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nathan is like, how's your second book going? And you're like, oof.
Touché.
Yeah. Well, because then, like, Luke's like, you know, like Haley says, like, the doctors say, like, you should be good any day. Like, it was really lucky. And then that's when Nathan, like, freaks out. And it's like, I'm not lucky. Like, it's never going to be normal again. You know, no basketball ever. And he's just, like, trying to get the alcohol from Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nathan says something.
Yes, he does.
And I, because obviously I didn't remember this part, I was just like, gasp.
Yeah, it's bad.
He says, if you don't give me that bottle, I won't be the only,
Dan won't be the only Scott to have killed his brother.
And you're just like, and even Lucas is just like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
low.
In a way where, like, you can't even have a comeback for that, or you can't fight it. He's just like... Like, Jamie walks in, and he's like, let's go, Jamie. And, like...
Yeah. Well, and Nathan also did not realize Jamie was there.
Yeah. You're just like...
Because you can see immediately that Nathan's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And this is... Jamie looks so tiny.
Oh, he's so small. He's so small.
Because like, he's standing next to, like, kind of behind Lucas's legs. And then even with, like, Nathan in the chair, like, he still looks small.
Yeah, it's this tiny, tiny, sad child.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, they leave. Mm-hmm.
They go to the river court.
Yeah.
Where Junk and Fergie's gills and mouth are. Oh my god, and Skills got him a basketball jersey, and it, like, literally reaches his feet. Like, the kid's gonna trip on that any second.
Yeah.
It's so cute, though. He puts it on, and he's like, it's perfect! And you're like, that's a dress.
Well, then he, like, grabs the ball, and he goes to, like, start shooting. Yeah. And Skills just, like, slaps the ball out of the air to, like, block the shot. And even, like... Junk was like, dude, are you ever gonna, like let him win? He's full, like, or, like, get a, like, basket? Like, he's four years old, and he's just like, he's gotta learn. Like, no, he was in the paint. You can't do that.
Yeah. Junk was like, he's four.
And I forgot, like, the whole, like, Jamie and, like, the River Court crew, yeah, like, same. Skill. I was just like, oh, it's just so cute.
It's adorable. I love it so much.
Oh, man. Ooh, and then this is where we had a little bit more sad Peyton.
Yeah. Well, because this music guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if he was given a name.
John, maybe?
I was going to say it might be something really generic like John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he basically, like, comes to talk to Peyton.
Yeah.
About, like, how they're there to make money, and this is a business, and, like, if she wants to, like, make it anywhere in this industry, she needs to, like, play the game or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, because then she, like, I think she kind of goes into that a little bit, like, you know, her usual. And I was kind of annoyed. Her, like, it's her love and her romance of music,
Yes.
which, like, shouldn't bother me, but for some reason in this episode, I was just like, ugh, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I want people to have passions, and I want to be passionate about things too. But it was just, you know, like it's what kid like kids need to be to believe in and like change their lives, and like they go to the clubs to like listen and have these moments. And he's like, nah, like it's they're not changing lives. It's just money. Like,
He's like, not that deep.
no, like it's a game. If you really want to do that stuff and do a few more buttons, and like you'll probably have my job. And you're just like, ugh.
Well, and because she says, like, I don't want to play the game, and he's like, you already did when you unbuttoned your shirt, like, and you're like, oh, damn, yeah, valid. Like, I think he's gross, but he made a point.
Yep.
Points were made.
We end up back at the boys' apartment.
Yeah.
Everybody's playing basketball video games, and
It's
that's
really
when,
cute.
yeah. Haley comes in, and Lucas is just kind of like, you know, I kind of was giving Nathan some grief and whatever, and she's like, oh, well, you know, I know. I don't know. He's like, you need to push him. Like, it's like the one, because again, we don't actually want to ever give credit to Lucas,
I know,
but
right?
it's the moment where you can, like, you can tell that that's what it is. It's that he definitely doesn't need to be babied. He needs that, like, hard, because, like, that's
Yeah,
how
he needs some
Nathan's
tough love.
always worked. Yeah, he,
Yeah.
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then we cut to Sad Peyton.
Sad Peyton walking down the street.
In
Pulls
LA.
over Bros billboard is in the background.
So then obviously we see Sad Brooke on the red carpet.
Yeah. And this is when I noticed the Close Over Bros apostrophe. Is like on the back, the background against which Brooke is interviewing. It says Close Over Bros and it's written out and it's Bros. Possessive.
Weird. Like, I
What
just.
belongs to the bro?
Certainly
Anyway.
not the clothes. Oh,
No. Just so annoyed about it. Anyway, Brooke is like, I can't remember what the interviewer asks her exactly, something about,
something about,
you know,
like, you know, being,
21, young
well, yeah,
and
and like, do you get to act young? Because, you know, you're this
yeah.
big executive, whatever, but like, do you ever get to, like, act like you're a 21-year-old or
Yeah.
something like that, so.
Answer, no. But she doesn't say that. She says something about like all her dreams came true, which is not technically a lie.
Correct. And
Yeah.
that's when Victoria steps in and is all like, thank you so much, blah, blah, her dreams, whatever. And like,
Yeah.
they walk away and they're just sad. And then it cuts back to Sad Peyton still walking.
Yes, and then she sees a copy of InStyle with Brooke on the cover, which InStyle is
No.
no longer in print.
Nope.
Wild.
Man, I used to get that all the time.
Yeah, my mom used to get that all the time.
When it was like such so giant, and there was just always
Yeah.
stuff in it. It was great for
Yeah.
making collages.
Yes, that I use that magazine so much for collaging.
Well, and there's a brief thing where like Peyton's walking, and then we see Lucas not writing again, and then
Yep.
that's when she sees his book. And she picks up a copy, and then
Yeah.
she sees Brooks magazine, and she picks
Yeah.
up a copy.
Yeah.
Oh, then Haley and Jamie get home. Nathan's passed out on the couch.
Yeah, there's a bunch of empty alcohol bottles, some beer bottles, the bottle of whatever amber liquor he was drinking.
Yeah. And Haley drops, and she's just like, you can't be like this. Like, you're being just like,
Yeah, like don't become your father.
yeah. Well, and because like there's a whole bunch of point, like even that immediately kind of made me think back to the few other times that we've seen Dan, like, or, well, right there where we've seen Nathan, and he's very much like Dan,
Yeah.
and just because, you know, he has his little like pile of his trophy room where he's like brew later on, you know, and he's
Yeah,
like
he's brooding
brooding with his
and
alcohol,
yeah.
and she says like, don't be like your dad, like your dad's in prison, and he's like, I'm in prison too, which again is such a Dan thing to say.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, except then Haley's like, yeah, but you can walk out. And you're like, yeah. So yep. Then that's also the first hint that we have that, like, he isn't, like, wheelchair bound. Like, bound.
Well, because even doesn't Lucas say something about, like, how he should be, when we first see them together, about how he should be able to, like, be walking soon?
Yeah.
Like, he will walk again. The doctors are confident that this is going to happen.
Yeah. And you can tell that, like, he obviously got himself from the wheelchair onto the couch by himself, mm-hmm. too. Which, like,
yeah,
many people who are in wheelchairs, like,
oh, yeah,
can do that. But it's still, yeah, like, it's just very much, like, he has all the possibilities to walk again. But it is more of a mental issue.
Yes, he's more too depressed at the moment to do anything about it.
Yeah. Then Sad Peyton gets home.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And that's when we realize that she has a bunch of copies of the book and a bunch of the Brooke magazine. So clearly she's like, every time she sees either of them, she buys them.
Which with the Brooke thing, I was like, oh, cute. And with the Lucas thing, I was like, ugh.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, at least they look to be, like, different editions. So, like, I'll give you that. But
it's like Peyton.
Yeah. I know. Well, and then she like, busts out a CD, and I'm like, oh, what's she going to listen to? And it's totally, like, book on tape styles. Yeah. Not even audio. I mean, technically, yes, audiobook, but, like, book on CD styles.
Yeah.
And it's Lucas's book.
Yeah.
But it's the chapter where he's talking about her.
Yeah.
And as we said, flat out naming her. Oh, yep. Peyton Sawyer this and Peyton Sawyer that. And I'm just like, and it's the whole, like, you know, she's made for greatness and has such great integrity. And, like, you could never change that in her. And the whole, like, mm-hmm. obviously how she's feeling. And then, like, rah, rah.
Yeah.
Again,
well, because then she turns it off. And I was like, thank God.
And again, like, we all want someone to, like, say nice things about us, but something about when Lucas says it, I'm just like, ugh.
It also just, it's not a novel.
I know. And, like, what part of the story would that have been of just him, like, waxing poetically about a character?
I don't know. It's
just
so, like,
stupid. I don't know.
Whatever.
It's just a whole scene.
It's fine. We see Sad Brooke alone in her apartment again.
Yeah.
She has 47 messages, and she just deletes them all. I was like, I respect that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Luke is sitting at his desk, and he, like, looks over at his signing poster, the, like, poster for the book signing, and gets this, like, stupid satisfied look on his face. And I was like, what was that for? Like, I don't understand. You are failing at writing the second book right now, so I don't know why you're looking so impressed with yourself.
Literally, all I wrote down was Lucas looks at the lame poster for his signing.
Oh my god.
Just.
Anyway.
I know.
And this is when Peyton makes the phone call, right?
Yep.
So we don't know who she's calling.
No.
But she's talking to someone, but someone that she missed, and she's like, what happened to us? I don't know who I am anymore. And this kind of happens over top of, like, a little montage.
Yes.
So Nathan's still drinking.
Yeah.
He then throws his empty bottle at his trophy shelf and, like, smashes everything.
Yeah.
Jamie obviously hears this and runs into Haley's bed.
Yeah.
Because that's...
And it seems kind of in a way where, like... I mean, obviously he hasn't smashed the trophies before, but this type of outburst has happened before.
Yes.
Because, like, Jamie seemed... Like, as much as he was upset, he just, like, knew. And, like, yeah, Haley was like, yep, okay, come on, like, yep.
Yeah.
Who?
And then we see... And it was so funny because, like, everyone's, like, depresso, hardcore. And then we see, like, Mouth and the guys having a water gun fight inside their apartment.
Well, and it's all, again, like, with Peyton's voiceover.
Yes, it does match up.
And, you know, she's talking about, like, you know, like when we were friends, like all of our friends, and like how things, you know, used to be so great, and like I want to go home, and like, yeah. Yeah. And she's just crying and like, I miss you. And you're like, who is she talking to?
Actually turned out way better than I thought I was going to, that part.
Yeah, same.
I was like, ugh. Anyway. Then it's the next day. Or some other later time. This all seemed to be happening at night.
Yes.
And now it's morning.
Yes.
And Lucas goes over to see his editor, like to her office.
Yeah. So like,
Yeah, I had questions too.
because like what I thought was happening was that she was in her aunt, like the book publishing office is in New York, and Lucas went up there to have the meeting, and like I was like, that totally makes sense. And then I was like, oh, okay, because then like Brooke's in New York, maybe there's gonna be something there, but then there wasn't. And like later, when that thing happens, that seems to imply that that person came from New, like, I don't.
It sounds to me like she's working from Tree Hill.
Well, and that's what I, because like, yeah, she says that, right? Like that's the whole like the split. But like, she wouldn't have had a big fancy office in Tree
You
Hill, would
wouldn't
she?
think. You unless there's like a weird branch.
I
Like if it's a
guess.
larger publishing company that has
Yeah.
smaller publishing companies underneath the umbrella of it, and they happen to have an office in Tree Hill.
But I feel like there
Maybe.
was like,
There is a university there, so I suppose it's plausible.
well, like I think in my head I had just seen like there was a like an establishing shot or something before, and it felt New York-y, but maybe there wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. Either way, her office does look very like it should be a New York office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also at this point I got distracted because Lindsay is going on about
Oh,
like
I know. Ugh.
when she first read The Unkindness of Ravens, and like, oh my God, I had like taken a stack of manuscripts home like I always did, but I read this, and I completely tuned out at that point, so I don't actually
And
even
it
know
spoke to
what she
me, and blah,
said.
blah, blah, blah,
Ugh.
blah. I actually
Yeah.
don't know what she said beyond it spoke to me, because that was also where I was like,
Yeah, I was
no,
just like, nope.
we're done here.
And you're like, okay, sure. And then Brooke is watching the interview that she gave herself. And then that's when Victoria is angry because it's like, that doesn't look like a person who, you know, got everything that she wished for, and like, you're going to Italy. And Brooke is like, yeah, but it's for
Yeah,
work.
for
And
work.
like, because clearly she is now having thoughts about having missed out on growing up. And then sad Peyton goes into another work meeting.
Yes.
It's just like, it's so annoying because obviously, you know, evil record label guy is like, do you have the sushi menus? And she goes into this like huge speech of like, you know, no, it's romance and like, you're wrong. Like, the kids love it and they need it. And like, again, which should have been a speech that was good and I was paying attention to, but I just, in the
Yeah, I
moment, I
know.
couldn't.
That's fair.
And all he says is, so was that the sushi menu? And she's like, I quit.
Honestly, I laughed at that.
Yeah, I know. That's so funny. And he's just like, you're making a mistake, blah, blah. And she's like, no, I'm going home. I'm going to fix a mistake. And you're like, oh, what mistake? Oh. Not that we ever really learn in this episode, anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I can't remember.
Because, as we'll remember, her and Lucas were together at the end of last season, and they are clearly not.
They're not clearly not,
I
but
mean, maybe it's not
they're
clearly
not,
not,
yeah.
but they're not. Like, it's,
Yeah.
there's, at the very least, there's a lot of distance.
Well,
Because, I
because
mean,
like
she stayed in LA for 4 years.
the call that she made crying
Yes.
makes it sound like she's
talking to Lucas.
Which maybe she is. She's not.
She's not.
maybe she's talking to Lucas, right? Like, what happened to us? How did we get here? Like, blah, blah, blah. So you're like, something happened, but I don't remember what happened. And then, Jamie.
Oh, I know.
Nathan wakes up on the couch and Jamie's standing there and he's just like, you drink too much. And Nathan's like, you're right.
Yep.
And we still don't know what's happening at this point.
And then Haley gives him a look as they're walking out the door for Jamie. And I was like, I would die if someone looked at me like that. Like, it's just the disgust on her face.
He should have imploded.
Yeah, basically. I was like, whoa. Okay, then we get like a quick shot of Lucas looking at old photos and he like sees one of Peyton. Anyway. I don't think anything else happens in that scene.
No. Nope. Then we see Peyton and she's arriving at the Tree Hill Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Tree Hill. And then Brooke's assistant is going over the like plans for her trip to Milan.
Yeah.
And then Nathan's watching the draft again.
Yep.
And then we get the flashback.
Mm-hmm.
With some guy who seems to kind of be a douchebag who may also be getting drafted.
Yeah, I was unclear on that.
He just didn't really look like a basketball player.
I think that's why I was unclear on it. The guys that he was with kind of looked like they could be basketball players.
But yeah, but that the guy who was being...
That guy did not.
No, because he like jokingly like, asked for his autograph and like...
Yeah.
Whatever. Nathan signed it, you know, like, oh, like, when we'll, you know, we'll beat you, blah, 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 whatever. And, of course, they, like, almost get into it, but Lucas is like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Which, like, obviously it's not, but again, it was just like.
Yeah, I know. It's always very annoying when Lucas is self-righteous.
Well, because it's the way he says it, right? It's like, not that, like, whoa, like, not worth it. It's always like, it's not worth it, Nathan. It's that. That's the problem.
I agree.
Obviously Nathan goes and like gets in the car ready to drive and you're like and Nathan of course and that's when Lucas is like no like we'll take the limo and he's like I know
which like why would you drive if you had a limo anyway
right yeah it doesn't make any sense but they have like some guy with a limo like at their beck and call like waiting for them to call like why would you yeah
why are you driving anywhere
I know but then as Nathan's getting out and I guess Lucas is calling the limo I'm not sure
I wasn't sure on that either, but whatever. Yeah.
Nathan then hears the guy still in the bar from across the street.
Yeah.
Like, talking smack and how, like, he had touched him or whatever. So then Nathan goes back in and was like, I never touched you. Like, you know, if I'd hit you, you would have known, blah, blah. And then that's when the guy's like, oh, like, you should have left your fat ass wife. And you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
So the brawl starts. And again, so you're like, okay, so, like, he gets into a fight, but, like, what could possibly happen?
What happens is he gets thrown through the window.
Yep.
Like, tumbles back badly.
Yeah.
And then when Lucas runs up, he says he can't feel his legs, and we see that there's a giant piece of glass wedged into his back.
Yep.
Obviously hitting something very important.
Yeah, and then that's when we see the rest of the... We cut back to now.
Yeah.
We watch the rest of the draft video, and he is not drafted.
No.
But some guy from Senegal is.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Then we end up on the river court with sad Peyton.
Yep.
I'm not laughing at Peyton. I'm laughing at the next part. Because then we see Lucas not writing again.
Right.
But he looks longingly over to a basketball.
Yep.
So you know he's going to the river court.
Yep. I know.
And we see Jamie coloring. He's been working on some sort of drawing involving a basketball, but we don't know what else. And Haley tells him it's bedtime. He asks why daddy's so sad. He's just like, oh, then this.
This is awful.
Because because Haley's like, he's just, it's a tough time for him, but like, you know, he loves you, right? And then Jamie says, I know Uncle Lucas loves me.
Oh.
And you're just like, parallels, parallels, parallels.
Yep.
It's Dan and Keith. It's Dan and Keith. Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then that's when we see Lucas on the River Corps with Beethoven.
Yes. Also, okay, listen. There's a lot I missed in this brief scene because I was so distracted by Peyton's belt situation over this dress.
Which also was like a short dress, but with like a long dress, but with a belt.
A giant wide belt, which like, listen, I know that there was a time where we were all doing this, but man, it was bad.
Yeah. It was a whole thing. But yeah, so like she says hi and something about like, how long has it been? And he says something, I think he says like 2 years, and she's mm-hmm. like, haha, it's been longer than that. And then she goes up to like hug him and he's like, oh no, I have someone, like I'm with someone. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it's funny because like, first of all, I thought that reaction was funny because like, you can still hug people just because you're like, well, unless he thought she was like going in for a kiss, but then also she looks so surprised. And I'm like, it's been so long. Why do you assume he's still single?
Well, yeah, agreed to like all of that. Right. Cause it's, again, like, I didn't think she was going in for a kiss or something. I thought it was, like, a hug. And, like, yes, maybe it was a bit more of, like, oh, my God, like, let's get back together hug. But, like, no one had said anything at this point.
No.
And it was just so, like, oh, no, like,
like, presumptuous on his part, but also, like, weirdly presumptuous on her part also. I was like, guys,
yeah,
what's happening here?
Oh, big surprise. Those two not communicating. Mm.
I know, right? God.
We see Brooke in the airport. But which airport?
Yeah, which airport?
We head back to the boys' apartment. Everyone's sleeping, so Mouth is finally recording his demo tape. We cut back to Sad Peyton sitting on the picnic table at the River Court with the book again.
Oh my God.
And then it cuts back to her, like, finishing, like, sending more of the what we think is a, she's on the phone.
Yeah.
Because up until this point, I thought she was, like, leaving a message.
Like a voicemail? I also thought that.
On Lucas's phone.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're meant mm-hmm. to think.
Yeah.
Because then it cuts to Lucas, and he is, like, in his drawer,
mm-hmm.
and he's, like, looking at an engagement ring.
Yep.
So then you're like, oh, like, was he going to propose to Peyton, but they, like, broke up or something? But then...
Nope.
We realize Lindsay is not just his editor.
Nope.
She is his lady friend.
Yep.
And she's, like, again, 100% in that childhood bedroom with the door. Slightly looking more adult.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing of, like... I was, because they said, like, I could split my time between New York and Tree mm-hmm. Hill, because I was promised that, like, you would get me pages.
Yeah.
And so then that's why then I did think they were in New York for that brief second, but, like, it's not, like, New England or, like, Boston or something where you would, like, take a train in for the day. It's far, so then, yeah, I don't know.
I know, right? Like,
where her North office Carolina, was supposed like... to be. Yeah.
Anyway. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the publishing house she's at isn't in New York. Maybe it's...
Yeah, maybe it was, like, Charlotte or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? But she... Because I feel like she says... I don't know. Maybe I just wrote New York. I don't know.
I also thought it was New York, so I don't know. Maybe I just assumed.
Yeah.
I just assume publishing things happen in New York.
Same. Big moral of the story, though. Her and Lucas are together.
Together.
And it seems as though he is prepared to propose.
Correct.
Then we get back to, I think it's a little bit of Peyton's voiceover, like it's a little bit more of what we think to be the message.
Yeah.
And then like Haley's sitting in her classroom in the dark, mm-hmm. which I thought was weird because she had just put Jamie to bed, so I guess she left.
Yeah, it is weird.
To go sit in the school in the dark and at nighttime.
It's strange.
Nathan is by the pool, and he like, you know, is playing with Jamie's little like kid basketball hoop, but then he like smashes it away, and that's obviously when Jamie's standing there with the picture that he drew.
Yes, and he very much like nearly hits that child with that basketball net.
I know, I wonder if that was like, you know, like if they had, you know, rehearsed and like if it was
Yeah.
meant to be that close, or if it just kind of like landed
Just
close
happened
enough, but
that
then he was
way? I
okay, and
know,
they're all
right?
like, okay, let's roll with it. Or like,
Yeah.
yeah, I want to. But then this was like my biggest like Dan moment, because he says, because you know how Dan always calls him son,
Yes.
or even he does that to Lucas too, right?
Yeah.
And because once he realizes that like Jamie has this picture of him, he's like, sh like son, come here, like
Yeah.
so. But I was like, oh,
Yeah.
that's so
Yeah.
And that's when we see that like he's been drawing a picture of Nathan, like it says
Yeah,
daddy,
it's
and he's playing
Daddy playing
basketball.
basketball.
So then that's when Nathan stands up
Yes.
and he says sorry.
Yeah.
Does sad Nathan keep going, or is this actually
I
the
do.
actual kick in the
Sad
pants?
Nathan does keep going for a bit. I don't think it lasts that long.
Okay.
I think it's kind of like an up and down from here. Yeah. Because I think the drama becomes something else very quickly. Because as we mentioned earlier in the episode, Haley needs a nanny.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always remember stuff later with the
Yeah.
nanny
Yeah.
and someone else. And then this is when we realize that Peyton has actually been on the phone in real
Yes.
time talking with Brooke.
Yes.
And it's that, you know, so like Peyton, you know, flashing back. So she's been saying, you know, what happened to us? How did we get here? And not necessarily as a like the two of them, but as a like,
It was like a hole.
yeah.
Yeah.
And even, you know, like, are you happy? And it's like, sometimes. And like Brooke says, like, you know, like, what's gonna make you happy? Do you want money? Do you want men? Do you want this? Do you want, like, she lists off all these things. And she's like, 'cause I have all of that stuff and it doesn't make me happy.
No.
Then we see Peyton driving and she's back at the airport
Yep.
and she's picking up Brooke,
Yay.
'cause Brooke didn't go to Italy.
Nope, she
She
went to
went
the Tree Hill
home.
instead.
Yeah. And that's where it ends.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like with that little moment of happiness
Well, because it's the
for a
like,
real depressing episode.
yeah. And it's a good moment, right? Because she's like, oh, I really miss you, Brooke Davis, like she calls her. And then like Brooke is like, oh, I really miss you too, P. Sawyer, like she got, you know, it was kind of
Yeah.
that like, yeah. And again, yeah, it was such a like setup episode that I was just
Yes.
like, this is, yeah.
Yeah, depressing and kind of tedious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt very like, you know, if it was like a trilogy, it's like the end of the second one where you're like, I just need to get to the, you know, to the
Right,
last
right.
one.
Like
Like, can we just,
let's move on here.
you know. But,
Yeah.
so we were gonna switch out the high school
We were.
moment category for something else, but we
I
have
don't remember
both
what.
forgotten
Yeah,
it.
don't remember.
So we'll come up with something at some point.
Yeah, we will.
So obviously have a bunch of new people. We have Victoria, who is Daphne Zuniga, who is on Melrose Place, which at this point, who even remembers Melrose Place?
I mean, right?
Because the whole time, like, I saw her name and I was like, oh yeah, her, and I saw her and I'm like, oh yeah, her. And then I had like still had to like look it up and I was like, oh right. I never even watched Melrose
I
Place, but
also
I still
never
knew
watched
that like it
Melrose
was like a
Place.
thing, right?
Yeah.
And Lindsay, obviously, Michaela McManus. Right after this, she goes to a
Vampire
season
Diaries?
of SVU.
Oh, SVU. Okay.
Yeah, and she's
When
one
did
of
she do
the
Vampire Diaries? Before this? During this?
later.
Later.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries is after this.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Because yeah, she does a season of SVU. She's like then like same thing, like an episode on like a couple of the CSIs, a bunch of Vampire Diaries, some sort of show with David Duchovny that like
Oh,
I
yeah.
looked at it and it looked
Orlando,
familiar, but I
right?
was like, I don't remember what that was.
Yeah.
And then she was on SEAL Team, like the new,
Okay, yeah.
was gonna say, I'm like, Angel, Bones, what's his, David
Oh,
Boreanaz.
yeah.
Yeah, and then, and I'd completely forgotten to like write down Jamie.
Oh,
Because in my head, I was just like, it's Jamie. But yeah, Jackson Burridge is Jamie. And he's like definitely done other things, but like this is
Yeah, this is
kind of
the
it.
thing. Yeah. Well, and then also Lisa Goldstein Kirsch is Millicent Brooks' assistant,
Assistant, yeah, who like we
who
don't.
is in a bunch of episodes.
But at this point, we don't really know. And like,
Yeah,
I think you
we
kind
don't
of
know that.
only maybe even hear her name once.
I
Like, we don't
think
really.
once, yeah. And weirdly, when I was looking at her, this is like the only thing she's ever really done.
But
She's
she
got
looks
like
so
three other credits.
familiar.
I know, it's so weird.
And I guess I was just like, oh, I guess it's just from this.
Probably because she is in like the bulk of the rest of the series.
Yeah, because like as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh yeah, her. Because I remember like something happens, but I don't remember what. But I know something happens. Like she is more involved.
Lots happens.
Who did you have as most annoying?
I went with Nathan, actually. Which is maybe not fair because he's clearly obviously depressed. But I just was like, I hate the beginning of this season because of this storyline. Because I find it very frustrating. And like, I get it, whatever. Like, I actually like the fact that they give Nathan and Haley a bunch of really rough times to go through because they always make it through and like are better for it. And I think it's a more realistic depiction of a relationship than like everything being happy all the time. But I also just hate any scenario where Nathan and Haley are not okay because I'm like, no, they're like the best part of the show. Give them back to me.
I know, I had Nathan question mark, Lucas
Yeah.
question mark.
Yeah, I mean, one of the two of them.
Yeah. For like different reasons.
Yes.
What did you have as the quote of the episode?
I just had when Brooke said anorexia is a disease and not a fashion statement.
That's pretty good, yeah. I had actually picked Victoria. She says, that is not the face of a happy girl who got everything she wished for, just because that's very
Yes, that was also a very good one.
thematic for everyone
Yeah.
across the board. Yeah.
Yes.
And what did you have as the song of the episode?
Well,
There's going to be one answer. Many
there
options,
are many
one
options.
answer.
Because I mean, there are like three songs by the National in this episode because it's a depressing episode. So obviously, they were like, yeah, the National for that. I do really love Fake Empire. But also, at the very end, we get The Freshman by The Verve Pipe. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't heard this song in 800 years.
Well, because like at the beginning, there's like a Black Rebel Motorcycle
Yeah.
Club, then there's like
There's a
a
Yellow
big
Card
Yellow Card
song. Yeah.
song, and yeah, there's obviously like tons of songs because like Peyton's in LA and talking about
Yeah.
music, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I literally at the bottom was like, oh my God,
Yeah.
as the song started playing, because I had completely forgotten about
I had
Freshman
also,
by the Verve
yep.
Pipe.
Yeah, I had also completely forgotten about that song. And then I was like, oh my God, I
Nearly
completely forgot about this
freshman.
song. So, like, it has to be that one. I was all ready to be like, Fake Empire by the National. And then I was like, wait a minute.
Completely, yeah. I was just like,
I forgot this song existed. So, I think it has to be this one.
yep. And at this point, I basically have no idea where we go from here. I know,
Yeah,
like, deeper where we go from here.
I know a couple of things that happen for sure.
But,
Like,
like, in the next five episodes, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
yes.
what, like, happens immediately? That I have no idea.
Yeah. I didn't realize this happened quite so soon. looking ahead a little. No, because I'm pretty sure that they hire a nanny pretty soon. But that's the only thing I can think of that happens fairly immediately, and I only have a vague recollection of how that begins.
And is it always the nanny that you know who I'm talking about when I talk
Yes,
about the nanny?
yes,
Okay.
yes.
Interesting. Oh yeah,
Yeah,
the
at
next
least for a
episode
little
is
while.
directed by Paul Johansson.
Oh, nice.
Who we did, yeah, like, so we know at this point Dan is in prison.
Yes, we do.
Dan is in prison, Karen's in Ireland. There was zero mention of Deb.
Correct.
Where did we leave Deb at the end? Just in their house?
I think so, yeah.
In the house?
Yeah.
Recovering. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But yes, we get a couple new faces in the next episode, so.
Oh, yeah. 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 I see whose new face we see.
Yeah.
I also saw the little drama queen's TikTok video in regards to this person asking about this storyline and how much they knew about the storyline.
Right. Fair.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, on that note.
Yeah. Well, happy new year. We're going to be back in a week with episode 2 and find out. It's so funny to think, like, you know, it was like the high school years and these are like the adult years, but they're like fucking like 21 and 22.
I know, they're still tiny babies.
They're still 20 years younger than me. I'm like, why do they still feel like more grown?
Yeah, like these are still children.
Oh, TV.
Peyton's was honestly the most realistic storyline to me.
Yeah, right? Because, like,
still the assistant to the assistant at a record label that she wants to eventually.
And I'd like.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's really only Brooks that didn't seem.
I suppose. Because, like, I mean, Lucas, I could sort of see to a degree. And Haley's actually is quite realistic also.
Yeah.
Like, she's finishing up teacher's college and whatever. So, yeah. Like, great.
And, like, Nathan, too. Like, they had said something about, like, oh, it's only been 4 months. So we know that clearly he, like, would have graduated university and then went to the draft.
Yes.
And like, yeah, even for Lucas, again, we know that the book was virtually finished.
Yes.
At the end of high school. So we just had to get it published at some point in the last 4 years.
Yeah, which is realistic.
And he's clearly lived at Tree Hill the whole, like, he stayed in Tree Hill the whole time. Mm-hmm. Minus, like, when, I guess, when he went to the school to coach with Whitey. That's why Lucas is allowed to be the head coach. He was coaching with Whitey.
Oh, right.
Remember? Do they ever talk about that? Wasn't that what it was, that he was going to go coach with Whitey?
Yes, he was doing that at the college that Nathan was going to play at.
Yeah.
So maybe because he has that experience behind him, then head coach at a high school makes sense.
Yeah. So maybe he didn't actually go to didn't go to schooling, but he was because he was just coaching with Whitey
and published his book. Coaching with Whitey and getting the, I could see that.
And then, like, has, like, moved back to Tree Hill for the last chunk of time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a little distracted there.
Well, because we're trying to figure, you know.
We're trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you more of what happens next week.
Yeah.
We'll see you then.
Bye.